Opening bell on Wall Street, and right now the Dow is up 117 points. It's time now for our stock and business update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, with the impeachment process getting started once again in Washington, dozens of executive orders from the new president, of course the pandemic still around, markets still managing to remain positive last week. When will we see that correction that you've been talking about, do you think?
Well, Bob, when we least expect it, right? It'll come out from left field. Maybe in the form of collapse of a dollar or a military confrontation, maybe in the Sea of Japan or South China Sea, or maybe even the Middle East. Anything is possible, especially in this post-COVID world.
Well, now, why do you call it a post-COVID world? Because obviously, even though the number of new cases and deaths have declined a little bit, they're still very high around the country and around the world. People are getting vaccinated, but we still have a long way to go.
Very true, Bob, but you and I know the markets see what's happening sooner than we do, and again, watch small-cap stocks and industries and businesses that will benefit from this post-COVID world.
Well, now, what about those industries? Wouldn't it be easier to buy an index like the Russell 2000 and diversify while participating in the recovery?
Well, this recovery will not be even, and nor will it be immediate. It won't be felt throughout the whole economy at one time. We've seen the wealthy basically recover. The working class is still waiting for a stimulus bill, and the well-heeled are continuing to enjoy this recovery as more needles get arms, or arms get needles, right? Here in New Mexico, of course, we've seen the infection you mentioned dropped. Deaths, I think yesterday were 12. Again, those are still lost souls for our families, and so we do, our hearts go out to those people and their families. Again, we're seeing things decelerate in the next few weeks. The new governing Democrats will realize, Bob, that it's easier to be the opposition party and it's more difficult to govern. As this crisis subsides, we'll see more rhetoric, but heck, Bob, Super Bowl is right around the corner, right? And we're going to have the oldest quarterback ever to play in a Super Bowl, so that's something to cheer about. And of course, our health industry deserves a lot of care, that not only for helping treat the sick and finding and administering this vaccine in spite of the contentiousness and the transfer of power we've seen this month. Again, the last 12 months has proven our country is resilient and strong.
So you're sounding optimistic about the future.
You have to be optimistic, Bob. When you invest in the markets, you don't want to be a pessimist. You never invest. And then there are reasons why we want to invest. Again, finding the reasons not to invest will keep you away from reaching your financial future.
All right, so how do our listeners remain optimistic like you?
Well, you got to be an optimist, right? It isn't easy beyond the rhetoric of both sides of the aisle. Investors, if they watch the talking heads on TV, will get depressed. Again, the contention you see, but what you need to do, Bob, is step back and see the bigger picture. Number one, we'll get through this pandemic stronger and smarter. Number two, energy prices will go up as pent-up demand starts to hit the constricted COVID supply lines of different companies. Number three, look at the underloved, underappreciated investments, most of those which have potential in this post-COVID world. Companies that produce precious metals, food, energy, electricity, and companies that will build and maintain our infrastructure. And number four, last but not least, there could be a correction. It might be on the rise. It might be 17%. Again, keep precious metals as a hedge for an eventual correction. Again, this market continues to go up. But again, we see a correction in this market as a buying opportunity. That's always what we recommend. And again, keep some of your powder dry when those buying opportunities arise. Again, Bob, cash is not trash.
Absolutely. And speaking of opportunities, you're hosting a tax-free investing Zoom meeting for our listeners. How can they find out more about keeping up with all of this?
Okay, that event will be next week, Wednesday, February 3rd at 2 p.m. Our guest speaker will be Dominic Alto, client portfolio manager at Thornburg Investment Management. Actually, they're the second largest employer in northern New Mexico and the second largest taxpayer. So tax-free investing is what we're all thinking about right now with the new administration. Again, during this webinar, Mr. Alto will talk about the five fixed income trends for 2021, and also we'll talk about taxes and what's going to happen there. If you'd like to join us, go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. Just go to the events tab, or just call our office the old-fashioned way, 828-4068. And lastly, I'll mention securities and investment advisor services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Take a little bit of time out there before you head out. The roads are slick.
Oh, they very much. All right, Pavlos, thank you very much. We'll talk to you coming up next week.